Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is McCallizick, M-I-C-H-A-L-I-S-Z-Y-N. Suzanne McCallizin is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 7-8-20. Apparently she was driving to a patient's home and had a front-end T-bone fashion collision with another vehicle. Apparently her airbag deployed and struck her in the chest. Apparently she did not have loss of consciousness. Apparently she believes as a result she injured her neck, comma, back, comma, left arm that was possibly jammed, comma, both hands, comma, shoulders, comma, upper and lower back and chest, comma, hips, comma, both legs and both feet. Apparently she believes she fractured her right foot due to the impact on the brake pedal. Apparently she was seen at Atlantic Care Emergency Room the same day. Apparently she had further evaluation and treatment that did not include surgical intervention. Period. She did wear a brace and have therapy on the foot for a period of time. Period. She believes she last received active treatment in October 2020. Period. New paragraph, and you can underline this. This comes from the cover letter, which indicates when seen by Dr. Elber on 9-10-20, he noted she had recently seen her primary care physician named Dr. Salvo. Period. He believes she had peripheral neuropathy and started her on gabapentin. Period. The petitioner had a history of insulin-dependent diabetes. Period. Although she denied prior pain, the doctor found that hard to believe based upon the advanced nature of her degenerative disc disease. Period. She was assessed with a resolving left wrist sprain, common resolving cervical lumbar sprains, common, and pre-existing advanced degenerative disc disease in both the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. She was referred for MRI studies of both areas. Period. The results of the MRIs will be inserted, as will the EMG from 10-1-20. Period. The paragraph she returned to Dr. Albarn 10-12-20, who noted EMG revealed peripheral neuropathy and findings consistent with unrelated probable diabetic peripheral polyneuropathy. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She was complaining of right foot pain that he found unrelated to the work accident. Period. New paragraph. She followed with Dr. Salvo. And on 7-14-20, did not report any complaints to the related to the motor vehicle accident. Appears she had full range of motion. Appears she saw Dr. Salvo in follow-up for neuralgia of her hands and feet. Appears she was also treating with an endocrinologist. Appears on 11-9-20, Dr. Salvo wrote, she fractured her right foot at home on 10-8-20. Period. She also evidently was treating with a podiatrist named Dr. Williamson. Period. New paragraph. For your cover letter, she was involved in a 2014 motor vehicle accident. Period. And ascertaining a history at the current exam, she admitted to same, and as a result, injured her left arm. Period. She described this as a soft tissue injury for which surgery was not done. Period. In 2012, she was injured at work and sprained her left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam. She was focused on her subject of complaints and dissatisfaction from the outset. Period. She was uncooperative with the physical examination process itself. Period. She was observed to have a heart monitor in place. Period. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, through cranial nerves were grossly intact, and then delete the rest. A full neurologic exam could not be performed due to her lack of cooperation. Paired, she gasped with all range of motion and palpation. Paired extremities upper. Motion of both shoulders was guarded in all spheres bilaterally without crepitus. Paired, she had full range of motion with the right elbow and both wrists with tenderness but no crepitus. Paired motion was otherwise full without tenderness, crepitus, triggering, or locking. Paired, she had superficial tenderness to palpation about the right biceps superiorly, but there was none on the left. Provocative maneuvers at the arms and shoulders could not be performed. Extremities lower. Motion of both hips was full, but flexion on the left and internal and external rotation on the right elicited localized tenderness without crepitus. Paired motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired mandibular muscle test was 5-5 for resisted left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired, she had superficial global tenderness to palpation about the ankles, feet, knees, and left hip. Paired provocative maneuvers at the joints were unable to be performed either. Paired spine cervical active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Paired bilateral side bending was full to 45 degrees, but on the left elicited tenderness. Paired, she had minimally reduced extension to 55 degrees and left rotation to 70 degrees. Paired right rotation was full to 80 degrees. She had superficial tenderness to palpation about the trapezia bilaterally in the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. In the normal thoracic, there was superficial global anticipatory tenor to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a broad gait, not using a handheld assisted device. Paired, she was able to walk on her heels, but declined attempting to stand or walk on her toes. Paired, she changed position slowly and squatted to 40 degrees. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 45 degrees. Paired extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired, there was superficial global and anticipatory tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. And then normal through, she had positive axial load and torsion and Huber tests, not only associated with complaints of tenderness, but with loud gasping. Two men dramatically displayed her perceived pain. Period. Impressions on 7-8-20. Suzanne McAllison was involved in a motor vehicle collision while driving to a patient's home. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and underwent numerous diagnostic tests that were negative for any acute abnormalities. Period. She then followed up with various practitioners, including Dr. Bisk at AtlanticCare Occupational Health, beginning 7-13-20, period. She received physical therapy and had the benefit of specialist consultation with Dr. Alber, period. He noted some discrepancies in the magnitude of her subjective complaints, period. Nevertheless, Dr. Cataldo offered large assessments of impairment on 3-15-21, period. At her last visit with Dr. Salvo on 11-8-21, she was diagnosed with diabetes, essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, and adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. Period. New paragraph. there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma, lumbar spine, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, left arm, comma, or either leg. The petitioner appears to be more functional than she would otherwise portray. Period. End.